Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Suddenly, the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Satan is on the Prowl.
Speak the Word.
My friend, know this. The Holy Spirit possesses a dynamite-like power that works within a believer. His power is to remake us, to help us, to teach us, to comfort us, and to be our advocates. And this is what it tells us in John 14, verses through 15 and 18. And, you know, I repeat that verse a lot to myself, you know, pretty much every day. He's made me more than a conqueror. The Bible says in Romans 8 that I am more than a conqueror through Him who strengthens me. I am more than an overcomer. And you are too. Maybe you just haven't recognized it yet. And a lot of people not realizing how they're affecting, you know, how those words that you're speaking are affecting your whole life, but it also affects those around you. And most people don't think about the words coming out of their mouths and how those words are seeds. You know, I've said this before, God's Word says in Luke it's a seed. And it says in those words, seeds that will ultimately is going to bring a harvest for you. And so we have to get a revelation, brothers and sisters, that our words are formed from our thoughts and our words have creative ability. And so I can't say this enough because, like I said before, I know from the emails and the phone calls that come in to speak the Word and make the Word alive, going by that, it's like about 75% is on finances, and about 25, 26 on sickness. That varies, but pretty much that's it. God don't want you to be in lack. And you might say, well, Pastor Joe, I have prayed and I have tried everything I know. Well, let me tell you something. It's not about how much you've tried. It's how much you believe. You have to believe that God is your only source and that he's always going to take care of you. He's your source and He's going to give you what you need. It's not your job, it's not your bank, it's not your family, but God is our source. Another translation in Romans 12:2 in the Easy Read translation, it says, don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world. But let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants for you. You will be able to know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. Friends, I believe that God is more interested in changing our mind and changing your minds than He is changing our circumstances. I realize we all want God. I understand this wholeheartedly, believe me. I realize and understand that we all want God to help us and change our circumstances, help us with those situations. We want Him to take away all the problems and all the pain. We want Him to just come in and clean house. But God knows that's important, and He wants to. God wants to. He wants to change, but He wants to change the way you think. Okay? Because He knows that until you renew your mind, helping you with your circumstances is a temporary fix. You know, that's just like sometimes I think we use the word enable people. I'm so guilty of that. You know, I've enabled so many in my family by thinking I'm helping them because I love them and I want to help them. And it's hard for me to say no. But I thank God that the God we serve knows how to say no. Because he has, you know, he just can't agree with everything. He loves us. It does not mean that God does not love you. It does not mean that he does not want you to be well. He does not want you to prosper. You know, he says it's his desire. I think it's in 3 John where he says he desires above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Praise God. You know, because we have to understand, friends, that nothing happens in your life or my life until you change your thought life, until I change my thought life. No transformation can take place until you change the way you think. I keep a little mini iPad. You know, there is no excuse because we have iPads, we got laptops, we got smartphones, we got radios, I mean, you name it, we got Siris, we got everything. There's no excuse. But like I said, most of you are not aware that it's your mouth. A lot of people are not aware that it's your mouth that is leading you, that it is guiding you, it's just pulling you, that it's your mouth that is keeping you down. It really is. I know you find it hard to believe, but I'm telling you, it's the truth. God tells us in Job chapter 15, verse 6 in NIV, it says, your mouth condemns you, not mine. God said it's your mouth and not his. But your own lips, he says, that testify against you. He says it's you that's keeping you where you are today. In Proverbs 6, verse 2, it says, you're snared with the words of your lips. You're caught by the speech of your mouth. And this is what I said earlier, friends, is that when we're speaking things, it calls us to be snared by those words. Some translations will say you're trapped by those words. And what he's saying is that you're given Satan and his demonic spirits access into your life. And you don't want to do that. It's to be the same thing if when you go to bed at night or when you take off for the day that you don't check your doors to make sure they're all locked. When we go to bed at night, my husband goes around and he checks the doors, make sure they're all locked, and he even checks the sliding doors that haven't even been open today. But he checks them just to be on the safe side. And that's all I'm saying is that we have to check the words that's coming from these lips here and listen to messages enough that we can start thinking the way God thinks and start agreeing with him so that we can have what Jesus died for us to have. These passages, the ones I just read to you, these passages emphasize how reckless words can trap or destroy a person. I want you to think about how your words are. I want you to think right now, just take a moment and think about how your words are keeping you broke and your mouth that is keeping you from getting a breakthrough or receiving your healing. This is why it's so important to change the way we think. The word tells us in James chapter 3, verse 10, it says, out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing. He said, these things, my brethren, ought not to be. He says, as a rudder guides a ship and a bit in a horse's mouth causes him to go in the right direction. And you find that in James chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. And in James 3 and 5, it says, and so is the tongue. The tongue, he says, is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. I don't think that I've even touched the tip of the iceberg myself in understanding how great a power I send this tongue here of mine. But it is. It carries great power, great power. So also it says, so also your tongue can guide your thoughts, guide your emotions, and your body in paths of prosperity and success. And it can be a tremendous, tremendous power for good.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe. And I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.